I'm Ryan Denham from WGLT here in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. My topic is sort of the economic development implications of whether or not marijuana is legalized in Illinois. We're starting with the medical marijuana program. So we're trying to measure the economic development impact and any controversies that also arose as it relates to some of those communities. I'd say what surprised me the most so far with my reporting is in talking to some of the people that live in these smaller towns that have cultivation facilities for medical marijuana is how much of they think of this as an agriculture issue. I think, when you think about the potential for legalized marijuana, it's so many things. It's a medical issue. It's a criminal justice issue. It's a legislative issue, policymaking. But like I was talking to the former Logan County board chairman who played an instrumental part in landing this facility, and he put it in terms of like, we're a rural agricultural community at heart. Corn and beans is what we had for the longest time. That was and is a big part of our economy. Now we're adding marijuana to that.
I'm Sarah Jesmer. I'm with WNIJ out in DeKalb. My topic really encompasses, it touches on the black market, it touches on the online drug trafficking market, but I also landed on a sort of gray market. So there are CBD shops, and CBD is legal to be sold in Illinois. Who buys that? Are owners of CBD shops or smoke shops that sell bongs, are they thinking about joining the market if it's legalized, and what does that market look like at the moment? So what I found most surprising was that CBD flower and CBD oil is being sold, but there's very little regulation about how much is actually in the product that you're buying. I've interviewed three different shop owners, and they all told me the same thing, is that the testing looks really different between these markets.
I'm Steph Whiteside with WSIU and Illinois Newsroom. My topic for this series is looking at medical marijuana specifically as an alternative to opioids when managing pain. So the biggest surprise that I've had in my reporting is how hard it is to get doctors to talk about this on the record. Before I moved to Illinois, I was in California, and in California, you can't get doctors to shut up about medical marijuana. I've called dispensaries, I've called people that have spoken out in the past, and just nobody will talk. I've met doctors in person that will tell me, this is really great. We're really excited about this program. It's a much better alternative than, particularly people who may need an opioid prescription. But when you follow up about talking on the record, it's just crickets. The stigma is much bigger in the community. I also think that a lot of the doctors might be willing, but the hospital systems or offices that they work for are not, in large part because they're worried about losing federal funding if it gets out that they are certifying patients to use marijuana.
I think what's important for people to know as policymakers debate this issue, and it comes up more and more in the headlines in the next couple of months, is it's a matter of trade-offs, I think. Potential legalization of marijuana is just one of those things. We are literally making a big, huge list of pros and cons and trade-offs. And hopefully that's what this reporting and this series is doing, is putting all those pros and cons in front of you so you can follow the issue and you can, if you want, lobby your elected officials, whatever you think weighs more, the pros or the cons.